Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. It is another segment of the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poet Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and I am having just that, as my name states, a fabulous time. By all means necessary, I have to introduce to the world. He is the CEO, producer, executive producer, co-host, and so many things. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you my brother, my boss, Mr. D. Slate is in the built-in.
Yay, what's going on? D. Slate in the building. The I Got Something to Say radio show back on the air once again. What's happening, people?
Yes. How was your weekend, D. Slate?
You know what? It was good. It was deep. You know, it was pretty good. You know, we just relaxing and, I was catching up on a couple of TV shows that I never got a chance to watch. A friend of mine told me about this show called Being Human. So, you know, of course, I went on Netflix and started watching. It's actually a pretty good show. I actually like it. It actually seems like one of the kind of shows that I would like. So, I was kind of surprised. It's actually a pretty good show. So, you know, I just enjoyed that. You know, just kind of chilled out. You know, I was, like we used to say back in the day, I was maxing and relaxing.
Maxing and relaxing. I guess that's going to be our word for, or words rather, phrase for today, maxing and relaxing.
Yes.
Maxing and relaxing. Thank you for that, D. Slate. Well, if you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time experiencing the I Got Something to Say radio show, you are in simply for a treat. We are powered through D, Our Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to my classmates of Berklee College of Music. Yes, I'd like to shout out to my classmates. Yes, I am taking postgraduate degree coursework, and our professor is no other than the great Dr. John Kellogg, who was a member of Cameo. Isn't that interesting, D. Slate?
Word up.
That's right. Say word up. Yes. So shout out to Dr. John Kellogg and all of my classmates. Yes. I don't think he wore the cup like Larry Blackman, but I don't know. I don't think that's appropriate to ask. Maybe so early in the game. But nonetheless, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a wonderful show for you on this evening. January is National Organize Your Life Month, D. Slate. So we're organizing our life. And we also have some new segments. Of course, we got the fabulous news and famous birthdays. Not necessarily news. We'll have a couple of talk breaks in between. We got Poetic Picks, the Jam Justice Day song. We also have D. Slate Notes, Sports and Scores, and news, you know, everything that you need to know about sports. He's the guy. He knows. Yeah, we got that Super Bowl coming up. Also, we have Push, Play, and Rewind throwback jams, Motivational Monday Song of the Day, Moments with GB, and Fanfare Favorites. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the Grammy Awards and my buddy representing 2 Up 2 Down Virginia. Yes, Pharrell Williams, congratulations. He got the award for Producer of the Year. Yes, 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 I'm ecstatic. I know Pharrell personally,
wow.
So that is just a power move. Isn't that great, D-Slate?
That was good. I mean, you know what? He deserves it. He definitely, you know, he gets it in, man, and he's got great work ethic. I love the music that he produces. So, yeah, it's well-deserved. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. And Pharrell has been grinding it out for quite some time. Shout out to Pharrell. Shout out to, you know, Chad Hugo, the Neptunes. Also, Malice, which is No Malice now. Pusha T used to be on their label, you know, Star Trek. You know, it's all the Virginia artists that are notable, Timbaland, Missy, and the list just goes on, Trey Songz, Chris Brown. So Virginia is doing the thing, of course. The time is now 6 minutes after the hour, 6 minutes after the hour. D-State, I am really, really excited about tonight's show. We have some guests listening in from the West Coast in California, so we hope that we behave and make an impression, of course. You know, and this is, you know, I want to say publicly, I always say this, but D-State, thank you as the founder, the proprietor of, yes, of course, the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Thank you for allowing us, such as myself and other radio personalities, to have a platform for us to be able to share our talents with the world. So thank you so very much.
Well, PJ, you're absolutely welcome. I mean, there's no thanks. I mean, you guys, everybody on the network, you know, I feel blessed to be surrounded by such talented people and talented brothers and sisters on the network, and you guys are absolutely phenomenal. Thanks to you guys, you know, the network, you know, has been going strong, you know, for some years, and, you know, hopefully we're going to continue to keep going strong, you know, so I'm truly blessed to be surrounded by such fabulous individuals like yourself and everybody else on the network, so I thank you guys for joining me.
Well, we thank you so very much, boss. And also, the I've Got Something to Say radio show actually turned 2 years old on MLK Day. So what a coincidence, which was actually a day of service. And we had a fabulous, pun intended, a fabulous time in tribute to the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I mean,
that's right.
We still are receiving callbacks, boss, you know, in regards to our homage that we paid to Dr. King. So that was great. And one thing about our network, you know, we speak with a lot of A-list celebrities as well as indie artists. And you know, we do a lot of different themes, of course. We've interviewed everyone from the very fabulous Chrisette Michelle to MC Light, who is the bachelor of the Grammy Academy. Shout out to MC Light. Yes, first African-American woman to hold that position. So the D-Hour Radio Network, show radio network, rather, is, you know, something that is just a rare jewel. So I look forward to years to come, D-Slate.
Well, you know, I mean, speaking of that, we're going to be interviewing, I don't know if you guys remember the hit 80s group, the Jets. We're going to be interviewing them really soon, as well as this Friday. Well, for those that don't know, real quick, we used to have a radio show on Tuesday night called the Tuesday Spot.
Mm-hmm.
We had to change it. So the Tuesday Spot is no longer on the network. We have a new show now on Friday night. It's called On Screen Radio. And on Screen Radio, we myself, Leo, and Anthony Rucker, aka A-Town, we'll be talking to some of the hottest up and coming actors, actresses, producers, authors, directors, as well as some of your favorite, you know, actors and actresses and everybody in on the small screen and as well as the big screen. And all those great things we were doing on the Tuesday Spot, we'll be doing on Screen Radio, OS Radio, as well as this Friday. For those of you who want to be making sure you tune in, this Friday, myself, Leo, and A-Town, we're going to be talking to star actress, superstar actress Jennifer Lewis is going to be joining us this Friday.
Wow, Jennifer Lewis is actually my Twitter friend as well as my Instagram friend, so I am ecstatic. And definitely, Jennifer Lewis, if you're listening, excuse me, yes, I am the author of quite a few stage plays, so I would love to have you as a part of that. But these plays, that is excellent. Wow, Jennifer Lewis, who's one of the Hollywood mothers.
Oh, yeah, we'll be talking to the beautiful Miss Jennifer Lewis, and she's going to be joining us this Friday. I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, she's been in so many numerous films. I can't even count them all. You know, she played on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show. She played the mom on Think Like a Man. She played the mom on The Brothers. What's Love Got to Do with It? I mean, I could name The Preacher's Wife. I could name so many hit movies. You know, out there, Tyler Perry movies. I mean, she's incredible, and we'll have the opportunity to speak with her this Friday night.
Absolutely. Well, that is phenomenal. It says a lot for your network. So congratulations, and I hope to be a part of that as well as a listener. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. We're going to go ahead and take our first musical break. I'm ready to get into this jam. This right here, you know, D is totally one of my rock out rocker girl type of, you know, songs. I like all types of different music genres, from classical music to, you know, modern day top 40. So, ladies and gentlemen, he is a beast on the MIC, and she is a Bayesian beauty. And with both of them together, here's Monster number one on the Billboard charts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, D Slate, Miss Fabulous, on your radio. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Let's go.
And we maxing and relaxing.
Maxing and relaxing.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew deep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool keys. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind, the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled in them. Take it back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain and to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that to pray. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold, dump I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
Huh? What?
Hold
What'd
on.
What'd
you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
688 to 90-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yes, yes, we are back. The time is now 18 minutes after the hour. 18 minutes after the hour. Party people, I hope you're doing well. I am tired, breathing all hard, profusely, trying to come back from destination to the studio. Of course, this is Miss Fabulous in the building, and also Mr. D. Slate. What's going on, D?
Hey, what's happening? D. Slate in the building. Another edition of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Monster. That is my jam. That was my jam. I'm glad you got an opportunity to play that, but that's my joint right there. That's my joint.
The monster's in my head, as long as it don't get on my body, you know.
Who you gonna call?
Yeah, who you gonna call? Yeah, we just crazy. We are really, really cray-cray. I mean, in a good kind of way, FCC, in a nice kind of way, you know. So, yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, welcome, bonjour, as well as como esta, what's up, hey, how you doing, all right, you know, something for everybody. So if you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. Hey, D, everyone is talking about Pharrell's hat. I like them talking about Pharrell's hat. That is my friend. They are making this hat in comparison to the Arby's insignia for the restaurant. Who does that?
Wait, you say everybody's talking about who?
Pharrell. Did you see the Grammy Awards last night?
You know what? I didn't get a chance to really see all of it. I saw, like, glimpses, like, a little bit of it. I saw Macklemore's performance. I saw Beyonce's performance. I really didn't get a chance to see a lot of it. I know there was some controversy, some hip-hop artists. I think some hip-hop artists had some issues with the fact that Macklemore, you know, won so many awards or whatever the case may be. But, there was a few things I got a chance to check out. Not a lot of it, but I got a chance to see a little bit of it.
Well, you know, I normally watch the Academy Awards, the SAG Awards, mostly all the dramatization type awards, but really since Michael Jackson, since the We Are the World performance, and well, I'm dating myself a little bit, but I really do not necessarily get into the Grammy Awards. It is a huge misproportion of awards that are disseminated, and that's just my personal, you know, opinion, and opinions are like cell phones. For the most part, everyone has one. But my point being is that it has to be an equilibrium of, how can I say, representation of cultures and artists to receive these awards. So that's pretty much my hang-up. But to everyone who is deserving of these awards, I mean, my congratulations, definitely. There were multiple weddings, from my understanding, that took place. There were robots. Same-sex ceremonies or whatever the case may be. I don't have a preference, you know. So, you know, if you like it, I want, love it, right? But, go ahead with what you're saying.
I mean, to each his own. I mean, I don't knock anybody for what they listen to or what they like. But, I know I was reading about some people having a few issues. I heard that Beyonce also had a little wardrobe malfunction during her performance as well.
Oh, wow. But, you know,
she had a little nip slip, but, you know, hey.
Okay, you better make sure the Rock don't hear what you say talking about his B. You know, he B's the Block. You know what I mean? Yeah, to the left, to the left. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in once again, it's 24 minutes after the hour. It is D Slate and I on your ATO on a Monday night. And I like to refer to Monday night as musical motivational Monday mayhem. Now, try to say that after a couple of Mai Tais or Hot Toddies or, you know, some Cavassier. I'm just speaking, you know, just being myself.
Oh,
just matching the reaction. Yeah, that's old school, right?
After the
No, I don't think you all are ready for this. This is my drink. When I go to, like, the casinos, I ask for a slow gin fizz. Who knows about a slow gin fizz? Really? Really?
I usually ask for a fast gin fizz. You know, I don't know if they can do it, but, you know.
Right. And when I did that, of course, I was of legal age, so we're not promoting underage drinking by any means necessary, you know, and we want to make certain that you can see your hands if you decide to have an adult beverage. So drink responsibly.
Right.
Let me put that caveat in there. You know, the D. Iowa Show Radio Network, yeah, we like that. We promote PSAs. But I digress. Getting back to my initial point, when I asked the young lady for a slow gin fizz, she looked at me. She gave me the stare. She looked at me sideways, and she said, ma'am, no disrespect, but how old are you? I was like 90. She was like, only old people ask for, you know, a slow gin fizz. I was like, what is your definition of old? She was like 35. I was like, how old are you? She was like 21. I said, you better think fast, honey. Exactly. Make sure you're working. Of course, we just being ourselves. But, yeah, she was like, I thought you were 35 or something. I don't know, like 40-something.
She said 35 was old. Oh, my goodness.
Right. So 40 is 20, and 20 is what? Okay, you know, we just, you know, how it is, of course. But I wouldn't change anything for the world. And in the studio, you know, we got buzzers and everything going off. So, you know, if you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. Let's go ahead and get into the fabulous news real quick. I don't really have a lot by way of news, but I do want to give out some birthdays and some observances during the wonderful, the fabulous, the best birth month of the year. Let me say that again. Me. January is the best month, period, out of all the other months. Why are you quiet, D. Slate?
Oh, yeah. January, that's a nice month. Nice month. I don't know about birthdays, but it's a nice month, though. It's just a pretty good month. Pretty good month.
Whatever, D, whatever. No, of course,
now,
because,
April,
you know, you're true.
Now, April, on the other hand, I mean, it's the most fantastic month out there. But that's all I'm saying, though.
Okay, yeah, you just said it. You were really, really quiet, like library, punishment, third grade of lineup, don't say nothing type quiet. What's that all about?
In the corner type quiet, huh?
In the corner like quiet, like turn and face the wall with your hands and phone books in your hands type quiet. What's that all about? Hmm? What's up, son? What's up? So, you're just chatting, maxing, and relaxing. Well, let's go ahead and get into the fabulous news on today. Today is the 27th day of January, and we are observing. Are you ready for this, D. Slate, and our listening audience? Okay. It is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Who does that?
Bubble Wrap Appreciation. Get your bubble wrap out and start stomping on it, people.
Yes, but you know, like you get packages, and you just take it, and he's just popping the bubbles. I love that. I'm by myself? Okay. All right, so what's up with you? I'm going to have to talk to you when we go on the next radio break. You're kind of quiet tonight. Yeah, so it is also Vietnam Peace Day. I love that. Yes, shout out to my uncle, Purple Heart, Uncle Johnny Shell in Boston,
Massachusetts.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes, thank you. I salute you. And all the military men and women, servicemen and women, we salute you. We salute you for all of your sacrifice and service. Thank you so, so very much, immensely.
Yes.
I also want to say Holocaust Memorial Day. Love that as well. Observance of cultures and strengths and sacrifice. And it's imperative to know where you've been because you can't move forward to know where you're going. That's really imperative, of course. By way of birthdays, today is the 27th day of January. And who do we have a birthday? What? Okay. Yeah, little John's birthday is today.
What?
John.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You know, I had an opportunity to meet him and interview him when I was working as a colonist, if you will, for a particular publication. And he was like, y'all come on the bus, and you want something to eat? You hungry? I was like, am I what? You hungry? I'm like, what? He was saying hungry. I was like, oh, he's from Georgia.
Oh,
I forgot. Okay.
Okay.
So he was cool. Yes. Also today is the late, great Jerry Buss's birthday. Yes. If you're a sports fan, you know the health significance of Jerry Buss and the Buss family. Go Lakers. Go Lakers. Go Lakers.
Yeah, I'm not really a Laker fan, but I'm going to give Jerry Buss a prospect.
Whatever. We have haters in all denominations, so, we welcome you. Tomorrow, the 28th day of January, we have born, it looked like a Rick Ross. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong, but I'm thinking, tomorrow is Rick Ross's birthday. He's the boss. Yeah. And then the 28th day of January, of course, 1 week after the most fabulous was born, Oprah Winfrey celebrates her birthday January the 29th. Adam Lambert, which was on The American Idol, Tom Selleck, Uncle Charlie Wilson, and Sarah Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie. Yes, and Roseanne.
Wow.
Happy birthday in advance to those who have not yet celebrated, and happy birthday to those who have. Oh, it is hot in this studio. That's for various reasons. But it is 29 minutes after the hour, 29 after the hour, and that is the fabulous news. We'll be having talk breaks throughout the show, so I won't highlight any specific occurrence or observance, if you will. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and get into another musical break. Ladies and gentlemen, I say if you like math, you would certainly love this new song by this emerging artist. She goes by the name of Algebra Blissette. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I've Got Something to Say radio show. These late, Miss Fabulous in the building. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here, and we'll be back. We're just maxing and relaxing.
And if you maxing, just tell us.
Go, go.
Nobody but you. Don't want nobody touching me, baby. Don't want nobody kissing me, baby. Don't want nobody loving me, baby. But you, but you. Everybody won't understand my journey.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yes, we are back live. It is 35 minutes after the hour, 35 minutes after the hour, and you are just tuning in to the very gifted and talented, yes, Algebra Blissett, Nobody But You. Love that song. I love that song. It is a great song. It is I, the most fabulous that is speaking on your radio. Yes, a.k.a. Miss Poetic Justice is in the building. And the CEO of the radio network, I'm talking about Mr. D. Slate and my executive producer of this wonderful, wonderful, current and relevant radio show. Hey, our ratings are excellent. So if you'd like to continue to tune in and follow the D Hour Radio Show Network, we are on pretty much every social media network site. And as follows, we are on D Slate, fill in the blanks.
Yes. Now, do you have the D Hour Radio Network is officially on Sunday through Sunday. We are on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we are officially on every day, so make sure you guys tune in. We have great radio shows on the network every single day, so make sure you guys tune in. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to be on, and you never know who we're going to be talking to. And if you'd like to be featured on any of our radio shows, depending on where you fit in, because you got to get in where you fit in, all you got to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, boss, for that message and information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, there is a winter storm warning in effect until 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. The current temperature now in Virginia Beach, Virginia, is 36 degrees, cloudy, windy, feels more like 24 degrees. Dry conditions will continue. Tomorrow, a low of 21 degrees, 80% chance of snow, 2 to 4 inches. So, oh, a repeat of last week. It was just really, really serious, dangerous, and all of that thing. So if you have to be out in the inclement weather, make sure that you take precaution and, you know, definitely proceed with caution. On Wednesday, it's going to continue, 50% chance of snow in the a.m., a high of 27 degrees, low of 21 degrees. That is presented to you by the Weather Channel. So definitely stay dry, stay warm, stay focused, and make sure, most importantly, be careful. I'm not sure how the weather is in your area, but definitely we've been having an influx from extreme hot weather this time of year to like 4 degrees below zero in the areas of Chicago. You know about Chicago, don't you, D. Slate?
Yes, absolutely. It's called it ain't called the Windy City for nothing. So all my family and friends out there in Chicago, please stay warm, be blessed, and I will be praying for you while I'm relaxing in this 70 degree weather here in Arizona.
See, I'm so mad at you on so many different levels right now. And all of my industry people, to the ones that are currently listening, they're like, oh, Poetic, we're just coming back off the greens. We were playing golf. It's about 79 degrees. I'm like, you know what? Anyways, kick rocks, definitely. But, yeah, if you're blessed and fortunate to have that weather, enjoy. And for all of our persons that are displaced and homeless, you know, our prayers and thoughts are continuously with you. So we're blessed beyond measure.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you have house, if you have clothing, if you have the basic necessities, consider yourself blessed. Count your blessings and not your problems, okay? There you have it. The time is now currently, let's see, 39 minutes after the hour. We're having a blast in the studio. D. Slate, I love Mondays. We're going to be doing two live shows during the month, and then we're going to archive the other two shows. It all depends if it's 5 weeks or 4 weeks in the month. And we're doing it that way just to give, you know, ourselves an opportunity to bring you the best shows necessary. So definitely continue to tune in, be it live shows or archival shows. If you want to call in and give us a shout-out, or if you have something significant going on, anniversary or birthday, you just got a new job, you just got your hair done or did, or whatever the case may be, definitely shout us out. And 718-766-4553 gets you into our live studio, 718-766-4553.
Right.
I want to say shout-out to Christine. I'm sorry?
I said if you got your naps combed and looking good, just call us and let us know.
Okay. Thank you for that, D. Slate. I really appreciate that. Could you just make certain that we have plenty of fluids in the studio? Because someone seems to come by and drink up all the sweet fluids and then leave us with just H2O in the studio.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I got to put a lock on the
refrigerator. Right?
I got to put a lock on the refrigerator. I know.
Right, right, definitely. Well, you know, we're having a great time here in the studio. I think it's time for another musical break, you know, for the purposes of the Grammy Awards, definitely for everyone who has won or were at least nominated. And I want to just say congratulations to our good friend Mesa, who is a near and dear friend. She's one of the lead singers for Incognito. She was nominated for a Grammy Award. So shout out to Mesa. Definitely
absolutely.
Doing great
big
things. Yes, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and get into the Poetics Picks, and this will be befitting considering this gentleman right here was also nominated for a Grammy Award. You know, and a lot of people are saying that he was slighted. I think so because the name of his song is so befitting to whom I am. Poetic Justice, of course. And then, you know, of course, Queen B. I heard she put on a performance of a lifetime. So I am such a great Beyonce fan and Jay-Z. They make a wonderful, wonderful empire, powerful, powerhouse couple. So that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Right, D?
Yes, it is. Powerhouse couples. Jay
powerhouse.
And D, drunk in love, baby. Drunk in love. Sometimes I get a little tipsy in love. I don't know about drunk in love. I get a little tipsy in love sometimes.
Right, right. I can tell because it's like a little delayed reaction tonight. So, yeah, when we go in the green room, we have to talk about some things. We'll see what's going on, you know. But we're doing our thing here. I think you're engrossed. I think you're just maxing and relaxing. What is it, D? Chilling and relaxing? I'm out of that.
Maxing and relaxing.
Okay, so let me make certain. Maxing and relaxing. So if you're listening in, we need you to put on your social network sites that you're maxing and relaxing on the I Got Something to Say radio show, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, Poetics Picks, Poetic Justice, Drunk in Love. Let's go. We'll be back in a few.
Every
don't go
second,
nowhere.
Every minute, man, I swear let's that go. She can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high. Hands up high, tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really want to know you all. I really want to show you off. Done, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. Then a good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation, rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it, mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me, mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you.
I've been drinking, I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na, cigars on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen? Swerving on that.
swerving, swerving on that big body, been serving all this, swerve, surfing all in this good, good.
All in the house, trying to back off all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talking about you the baddest bitch thus far. Talking about you be reppin' that bird. I wanna see all the shit that I heard. You know I slink, Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curve. Tall plague in the foyer. Fucked up my Warhol. Flinch panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take jaws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the box up like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, turn up. Baby, no, I don't.
Messages for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We're back live. It's now 53 minutes after the hour, 53 after the current hour. We are just coming back off of Poetic Picks. We kicked it off with a little bit of Poetic Justice. I know, Kendrick Lamar, you wrote that song for me, and I thank you in advance because, you know, Poetic, I had my song or my name first before your song, so thank you. And then also Drunken Love, I'm not sure if I understand the concept, but it sounds interesting, B and J. All right, so this is Poetic Justice on your radio, on your MIC, here on another Monday, and I'm definitely looking forward to quite a few things. And, you know, we also have our fearless leader in the building, Mr. D. Slate. What's going on, D?
Hey, what's happening? D. Slate in the building. I am tipsy and lust right now. Beyonce them is drunk in love. I can't get there yet, but I'm tipsy and lust right now. So I'm chilling, maxing and relaxing. I might also just be cool. You know?
Right. Yeah, she says she's swerving on that good. Maybe she's having a wonderful, tasty Slurpee or something. I'm not
hey,
really
she
sure.
Might she might be a fan of 7-Eleven. We don't know, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't understand that concept. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time on the radio. If you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. Of course, you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and what's the other one that you used to have that's like super, super antiquated? But I think you say it made a comeback at one time. What was the name of that social network site? It'll come back to me. You know what I'm talking about, Dee?
Wait, what social network site?
Social network site that we had out like some time ago, and they made a comeback. I can't recall. It's kind of antiquated, and everybody had MySpace. Gosh.
MySpace.
Oh, my goodness.
Your
Maybe
space,
I was surfing on that.
All
good, good. Yeah, so you say MySpace
good,
made a comeback? I'm sorry?
Yeah, you know what? MySpace, they did a revamping. They revamped the whole entire site. I'm not really sure how popular it's, you know, it is right now. I mean, of course, Facebook is still on top, Facebook and Twitter, but they did revamp it, and they could still possibly be working on it, you know, to try to bring everybody back to looking at MySpace again. But they did revamp the website, so if you go and check it out, it definitely looks brand new.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So that's a good thing, and, you know, we're made available, of course, on Twitter. And what is our handle on Twitter?
Our handle on Twitter is The Hour Show. So just check us out. The D Hour Radio Network has a Twitter page. So all you got to do is search. We're on there. Just look for the blue logo with the hourglass. You will see us. The Hour Show. We're on there. The Hour Radio Network.
And absolutely, and yours truly is also on Twitter. I'm under Poetic at WWC, and that is an acronym for We Want Change. We want change. We want change. Absolutely, and I'm enunciating Twitter because you have to enunciate your T's. Yeah, especially if you're in the radio world. It is extremely imperative that you enunciate your words. So, like, I'm a member of Zeta, Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And people say, are you a Zeta? I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like, aha, because I saw you had on Blue and White and the insignia. I was like, I'm not a Zeta. Z-E-T-A, I'm a Zeta. So enunciate your words. And I definitely want to put this I want to put this other caveat out too. If you are a blogger or if you're a social network, let me say fanatic such as I, you have 140 characters on Twitter, but make certain that you don't lose your character and what you're writing in those 140 characters.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. You just took me to the promised land with that one.
Yeah, and you're 140. Don't lose your character while you're typing characters.
That's
See,
what I'm saying.
It's a model
I mean,
of that message.
But if you're from the South and you grew up in the South, then you going to say Twitter. With two D's, Twitter.
People from the South, how do you say it? Twitter.
Twitter, with two D's.
Okay, Twitter.
You don't say Twitter.
I'm going to try to say that. See, I'm from Boston, and we say car. We drive a car, and we'd be like, no side, all of that. You know, we speak with all the I's and all of that. So I'm going to have to try to work on the Twitter handle on that. So, okay, and you're from the Shy, right? Shy
I'm from
Town
the
Shy initially.
You know, the Windy City. Mm-hmm. That's what we do, you know?
Right, Shy Town. All right. Every time I think of Shy Town, of course, I think of my late father, who absolutely loved Chicago. He lived on the South Side, South Drexel.
South Side.
And I always think about the late, great Bernie Mac for some reason. I guess maybe it's Players Club or something.
You don't know nothing about the Mac.
Okay, and he is back. Well, no. Brother, I love you, but yeah. That was good, D. I love that. Okay. Yeah,
no,
of course.
I do what I do.
You do what you do. Well, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome to the I Got Something to Say radio show, home to the D Hour Show Radio Network, as well as Celebrity Thursday. So definitely check out, you know, Mr. D Slate. Yours truly and Ray Cole on Celebrity Thursdays. We interview A-list celebrities. We've had everyone on the show that you could possibly imagine. So, you know, people can duplicate, but you can never, ever, 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 you can imitate, but you can never, ever duplicate what we have here. What we have is
or
solid.
Or emulate.
Yeah, or emulate. That's correct. I do stand to be corrected on that. Or emulate.
Yeah.
Very important. Right. So speaking of which, let's go ahead and get into another series of musical breaks. We're moving right along. Do you have anything by way of interesting news that's going on now in the, let's just say, in the atmosphere, if it will?
You know what?
What?
I'm going to say this. I heard, you know, you never know how true the celebrity rumors that go down, you know, in the atmosphere. But I, you know, I was reading that Usher possibly tried, doing a intervention with Justin Bieber.
Wow, that's gonna be interesting.
I mean, to be honest with you, I think Justin Bieber's a talented young guy. Talented young guy. I think that, you know, first of all, I blame it all on him. Whatever all the trouble he's getting in, it's strictly all his fault. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like as an up-and-coming artist or celebrity or, you know, and you're coming out there into the atmosphere and to stardom, you know, and everybody's, you know, getting to know you, and your fan base is growing like him. You don't need. I don't understand what his need to change was all about. You know, because, you know, for some reason, these artists like himself, Lindsay Lohan. You know, I could throw numerous names out there of artists who had a really great, nice, wholesome image and decided that wasn't enough, so they wanted to go the bad route. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I want people to understand controversy don't work for everybody. That doesn't work for everybody. You know, controversy to become famous only works for certain types of people, and you're really taking a long shot. When you decide you want to try to do something like that, because everybody can't be Prince, everybody can't be Madonna, everybody can't be Michael Jackson, you know, everybody can't be Eminem. There's only certain artists that was able to thrive off of controversy. Everybody can't be like that. You know, whatever got you famous, whatever got you there, you need to stick with that. Now, if you want to find other ways to try to change it a little bit, that's cool. But you need to stick with that and stay with that. Don't go outside your box, because now those fans that like and love you, you're going to start bringing them over to – you're going to start having them cross the line to where they're going to start not liking you, and they're not even going to care about you anymore. So I feel like whatever got you there, you need to kind of stick with that and just – you know, just kind of broaden that horizon and just kind of, you know, broaden that particular image and just not change it completely and go a different route.
Okay, exactly. So, I mean, very, very true, and I understand completely what you're saying, and we're going to go ahead and follow through with that in just a moment and just pick up a little bit more of where you left off as it relates to statuses and things that you do and how it affects you in the mainstream of the media's eye. So good points, definitely. But let's go ahead and get into this next musical break real quick. Let's go ahead and get into, they have a comeback with their own reality show right now, you know, the Diva Trio, and they're currently on tour, and I'm talking about no other than SWV. So we're going to do a little bit of push, play, and rewind jams of the day and bring you some Pharrell, who is also noted the producer of the year, Virginia's Finest. It is I Got Something to Say radio show. D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, push, play, rewind, jams of the day. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, with you. Hey, yeah.
Don't wanna sound full of myself a room, but you ain't looking at my brother too, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do well.
So then we try.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
We are back live. It is 12 minutes after the hour, and we are just coming back from off of course, you know, another wonderful push, play, and rewind jam for the day. That is actually one of our new segments. How did you like the segment, Dee? Yes, Dee, I guess you're still in the studio. Are you still there, Dee? All right.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, so you still on front? That's what you're doing? You're fronting?
In the building. No,
okay,
you know what,
well,
PJ, I love the segment. I really like the name of it. And, you know, of course, the music is always slamming. But no, I love it. The segment, I like that. I hope we can definitely keep that going.
Thank you. And you know what makes me think about it? It's kind of like a combination of current relevancy as well as, you know, throwback vintage. you know, it's kind of like the cassette players, how you used to have to push them, and it was more a manual operation as opposed to now everything is digital right. And like right now, you know, push of a
absolutely.
Button. So.
That's what I like.
Yes. So we kicked it off with a little bit of Right Here by SWV. They currently have their new reality show that is doing really, really well. And they're actually doing a lot of touring up and down the East and West Coast. They're going to be coming to Virginia for an old school concert, I believe. Guy, SWV, Keep Sweat, just to name a few, are going to be a part of that lineup. So I can't wait. I actually have a chance to meet SWV when I worked at a record store back in my college days, back in the early 90s. So they came in there. We took a picture. So I had to dig that up and put it on my Facebook page. And they were really nice, really, really nice. And actually, Coco, one of the singers of SWV, she and her husband spent a great deal of time here in the Hampton Roads area. It had been rumored that they even purchased a home here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I'm not sure if they still have ties to the area, but it was really great. And then she put out a wonderful gospel album. Have you heard that album, Dee?
Yes, I have. It's a very good album. Very good.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, it is awesome. A nice crossover between secular and, you know, gospel settings. So, and then, of course, you know, Pharrell, you know, what brings me to mind for Pharrell when I was an educator with Norfolk Public Schools, some 9 years ago, God, time flies. I remember Pharrell and Chad Hugo coming out to my school and allowing some of the kids in the urban neighborhoods to be a part of their video that they were filming. And the guy's name was Nate. I can't think of his, you know, entertainment handle, but it was one of their artists. And Pharrell came to the school, and he was one of the judges for a fashion show. So he gave back to the community. And it's also ironic because his mother is a retired teacher of Virginia Beach, Virginia. His mom taught for, you know, quite some time, I want to say over 30 years. So definitely shout out to, you know, Mrs. Williams, the educator, and to Pharrell, who has, you know, was a product of, you know, good education and learning. He had advanced classes. He didn't have a problem with thinking outside the box. And Chad is just a stellar guy. He's just so down to earth. And, you know, I really, my hat's off to both of those guys because I know them personally. And most importantly, Pharrell, I mean, he's doing great things. So that's my soapbox for my interventions and notable moments with these nationals that we've just presented in our push and play and rewind jams of the day. Dee Slay, I mean, this show has been flying. We've been having a wonderful time. I actually want to expound upon what you were talking about earlier about artists. I think, you know, I'm going to be facetious in my approach, but you really, really highlighted quite a few things. One that stands out in my mind, and particularly, is when you stated that someone of influence needs to have a and I want to say intervention, but kind of like, you know, let's kind of come to Jesus type of discussion because you're going in the direction that you may not be able to revamp from. So is it going to be a vocal intervention? Is it going to be like, you don't have to call. It's okay, boy, because they're going to put you in rehab.
Well, I mean, and the thing about it is that I know, you know, if that is what Usher is doing, definitely a big shout out to Usher, big ups to him for doing that because I know he felt responsible. He's the one that discovered Justin Bieber. He's the one that found him and helped him into stardom. So, you know, he probably feels like, you know what, I got to help this cat get back on track, you know, because the thing about it is it's like he's doing a whole 360 with his personality and things. I mean, you don't need to do that, man. I know cats get caught up with this whole, I don't know if I want to keep the wholesome good guy, good girl image, but that's what got you there in the first place. You know, my thing is what you need to do is expound on that and figure out a way to make that better. Don't do a whole 360 and say, I'm going to go the bad boy route. I'm going to go the bad girl route now. Because like I said earlier, you know, controversy, getting famous off controversy does not work for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. So, you know, my thing is that, yeah, he's kind of spiraling right now, and I think that, You know, he definitely needs to get back on track, man, and, you know, leave them drugs alone, that alcohol alone, you know, man, and just make music and entertain and just, you know, that's what you wanted to do in the first place. You wanted to be an entertainer. You wanted to be famous. You wanted to be an entertainer, you know, and I think the mistake is a lot of these cats get a misconception about what it takes to get to the top and what it takes to stay on top, so they let the pressure overwhelm them and they start going down the route with alcohol and drugs and stuff like that. So I just feel like, you know, get yourself back in order, man, before, you know, you haven't been famous that long. So, you know, get yourself back on track before, you know, you regret it and you start losing, you know, everything that you built and everything that you wanted to achieve. You know, get back on track before you start losing that.
Absolutely. And defeats the purpose of why you worked so hard in the first place. You know, it's one thing to have natural talent and to be able to exude that talent, but it's another thing to keep what you have. And you've made that very, very clear, and I'm glad that you stated that as well. Because a lot of our listening audience, you know, enjoy us and our satire and our music and so on and so forth. But a lot of people, you know, D-Slate, are aspiring artists. They're, I'm not going to say starving artists, because they still eat well and lavish of their pursuing their dream. However, semicolon, it's more or less that, you know, we have to be able to be supportive of one another, and you have to have that that school of thought to understand, is there going to be someone, will there be someone to pull me aside when I start seeing myself go far, far, far and deeper that I can't come back? You know, and it's really, really sad, and we're coming up on a couple of years as losing a legend next month, Whitney Houston. You know, had we had someone to, you know, provide early intervention on, would we still have the very fabulous, very gifted and talented Whitney? You know, and it goes along with so many, you know, Michael Jackson. I'm the biggest Michael Jackson fan ever in the Beatles. They're the greatest ever, ever in this world. But, you know, I just really wish there was more of an intervention. When you have money, when you have status, and you're partying with them, you're not thinking about, God, this is so wrong. You know, it's more or less just like, yeah, you know, this is Justin Bieber. This is Whitney Houston. You know, it's like, what is it in for me? But we have to have the same support before we made it big, that you need the same support that would continue. So, I mean, really, really,
yeah,
truly, do you hit it right on the nose?
Yeah, I think that he needs artists of serious stature to intervene with him to kind of help him wake up and say, you know what, okay, you know, these cats are telling me I need to wake up. You know, I better take this seriously.
Absolutely. Yes, good commentary. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we still got a little bit of time. If you want to be a part of our discussion or, you know, put something on our social network page in addition to what we're stating, you know, even to my classmates at Berklee College of Music online, shout out to you all. Our discussion boards look like they're going to be very interesting this semester. Go ahead, Dee.
And I was just saying shout out to Berklee, to the Berklee students, you know, tuning in right now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, education is imperative, and, you know, my field of studies were in different areas. So as a postgraduate degree student, you know, I just want to do something that I love. If you do what you love, you will never work another day in your life. And I've been putting that on my status for the last couple of statuses. So it's extremely, extremely imperative. Having a master's degree in business, my MBA, you know, and being an African-American woman, you know, I have to raise to the occasion to be as good or better as my counterpart. So, you know, whatever it takes to add to whatever I have, to be productive and successful in life, that's paramount. So definitely the music thing is something that I love and, you know, it's evident. And you know, kudos to you. College degree, you know, but you're still pursuing your, you know, your dreams as building an empire, you know, through radio, your own station, D, and then you're also looking to have a film firm as well, and there's just so many different elements. So if you're an artist, understand that you need a plan B, and let education be your plan A, and then pursue, because you're going to need to know how to read and write. You know, and be a good learner when these contracts and things of that nature come, when you need an intervention and you can't read certain things that are in your clause, it is imperative. So, you know, good stuff, Dean, good stuff. I hope someone takes something away from what we're disseminating on tonight. It is imperative.
Absolutely.
Yes. So the time is now 23 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into another musical break. I'm loving the show. I'm telling you, I love it, I love it, I love it so, so very much. To love it to the fact that I'm a fan. And, you know, fan is synonymous for fanatic. So I want to say in this next segment, trying out some new things. And my boss is on with me right now, Mr. D. Slate. So if he likes it, I'm happy because he's the boss. So
I love
we have another segment. You love it? Okay, so this segment, D. Slate, is called Fanfare Favorites. And, you know, as a tribute to the Grammy Awards, these are some of the people who are either nominated or have actually received a Grammy Award. So, ladies and gentlemen, our new fly-by-night fanfare favorite segment. We got a little bit of Rock Out of Heaven with Bruno Mars and Can't Hold Us with Macklemore and, yes, Ryan Lewis. So it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. The boss man's in the building, D. Slate, and it is I, Miss Fabulous. We'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Glad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Cut slip, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crush it. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go?
Grew up, really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me, go hard like I gotta eat away in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock, gonna go off, gone, deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see, and my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer, nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes, so I'm giving it back to the people now. Sing this song, and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
And we go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7, 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yes, we're back live. It's 33 minutes after the hour, and we're just coming back off of Fanfare Favorites. We kicked that off with a little bit of Locked Out of Heaven with Bruno Mars and Can't Hold Us. You know, that is so true. You can't hold us. Yes, Macklemore, he racked up at the Grammys on yesterday. And when I say can't hold us, I'm talking about the D-Hour Show Radio Network. It is I, Miss Fabulous, in the building. It is D-Slate in the building. Yes, we're getting a lot of tweets and inboxes and everything coming in the studio. It's just going ham, like da-dun, da-dun. If last week's word was this week, ta-da, it would be relevant. Okay. So, you know, that's the rules and the woes of live radio, of course. So if you're just tuning in, you have a little bit more time with us. We want to invite you, and we want to thank you all in breath for continuously holding us down, definitely giving us opportunity to, you know, to do what we like. For some reason, I have jumped around a little bit in the program, and I've negated to include one of the most important things that we have to have in this radio segment. I think it's coming up now, so I haven't stepped over it. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is the highlight of my highlight. I want to present to you D-Slate Knows Sports. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen, D-Slate?
Well, it looks like we're back again for another segment of sport talk. And you just got to understand, people, that when we get it in on the sports talk, oh, yeah, D-Slate is going to give you the business, the knowledge of everything that went down. Now, just know that we're in football season, and it's winding down to the last game of the season. We like to call the Super Bowl. So just understand, it's going to be mega. It's going to be mega. Well, over the weekend, we had a little something we like to call the Pro Bowl. It was a little different this year. It was King Rice against King Sanders. Rice, Uncle Sanders, chicken. Rice and chicken. It all sounds good to me. I don't know about you, but it goes down once again. The Pro Bowl had Team Jerry Rice and Team Deion Sanders, and they had such an incredible time out there in Honolulu, Hawaii. But it went down, and you got to give the veteran, you got to give the game, you got to give the win to the incredible Mr. Jerry Rice and his team, beating out Deion Sanders, 22-21, and they kept it close. You can best believe they kept it close. But it all went down to the wire. No, not the chicken wire, but it all went down to the wire. 22-21, Jerry Rice, OC Rice. Now, I got to say, February 2nd is coming up. The Super Bowl is about to go down. It's the Denver Broncos, the Seattle Seahawks. Broncos, Seahawks, horses and birds. I don't know if you're going to get a chance to see the game, but with horses and birds, you can best believe your damn sure don't smell it. It's these slates bringing you the business. It's the sports. Everybody, get ready. The Super Bowl is on its way this Sunday. You better prepare, ladies and gentlemen. I know I will. This is D-Slate bringing you the business and other slants. I'm the only one that knows it. I'm the only one that knows it. Back to you, PJ.
You know, I always look forward to the highlights. Leave it to D-Slate. If you want to know any indication of sports, D-Slate is your guy by all means necessary. I'm not bitter that my AFC team, you know, the Patriots didn't make it this time, but semicolon. We're going to be okay, because how many rings do we have? I'm sorry, how many rings do we have? Any silence?
That would probably be three.
Yeah. And how many does your team have, D-Slate?
The Packers have four. We're the originators. We're the ones who won the very first two Super Bowls. The Super Bowl trophy is named after the Green Bay coach, Vince Lombardi. So it really doesn't matter who wins the Super Bowl. It still comes back to us.
Okay. So what I'm going to do at this time for the remaining portion of our show, I'm going to probably silence your microphone. Even though you're the boss, than the CEO of the radio company and the radio station and all of that stuff. I'm going to silence your microphone. How about that?
I'll just keep talking mentally.
In my mind, see. So, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. And we do this each and every Monday via live or via, archival. So if you definitely want to know what we got going on, you can tune in to www.thehourshowradionetwork.com. I just gave something just totally wrong. Okay, if you can email us because you want to be featured, it is what, D. Slate?
If you'd like to be featured on the D. Hour Radio Network, oh, yeah, we have a slew of shows. If you are a poet, if you're a singer, gospel singer or R&B singer, if you're a hip-hop artist, actor, actress, author, producer, director, you want to be featured on the D. Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com, and you will be featured, absolutely. Oh, best believe. And also, if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise on the D. Hour Radio Network, definitely contact us at dhourshow@gmail.com. We got a special rate going on right now. So definitely make sure you hit us up if you want to advertise your business or your website on our network, thehourshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely. To all of our proprietors and business owners, it is extremely imperative to put your business out there on the street, to conserve, your resources. Thank you for that. The best, of course. But, and I digress. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have to pinch our pennies. Our money is funny and our change is strange. Yeah, it has a whole different meaning to that. Yeah, money bank account is laughing hysterically at this point. But nonetheless, we're blessed beyond blessed. At my job, this is what gave me like the aha moment. Sometimes you have to kind of look at other things in order to come back to your own. But I went to the ladies' room at my job in North of Virginia, and I saw a lady in there, and I thought it was kind of odd for her to have one bag. I was like, okay, maybe she's coming from the store and just stopping because it's a public facility, right? Listening audience, okay, ECD. And then when I saw bag number two, bag number three, and I saw that she had her clothes like pulled over the restroom stall, I said, oh, okay. So then she said, don't mind me, I'm just taking a bath. I had to literally go back to my office, shut the door, and do a praise dance because when you think that your situation is bad, there is someone that is always doing worst. So count your blessings and not your problems. Yeah. She was bathing in the bathroom to go back out into the cold. Yeah. So count your blessings. Yeah. And see, we negate to highlight those things we're so engrossed with. I don't have this, and I don't have that, and so on and so forth. What is this hood rich mentality? What is that? Because you get a refund check, you're rich for the moment. You should be rich in your mind and utilize your resources and do something productive and invest and reinvest, be it education, be it put some money aside and do something productive because it doesn't last always. So, note to self, be frugal and be patient and be careful nonetheless. Okay, so that's my soapbox. The time is now 44 minutes after the hour, and D-Slate, what are your thoughts about that? In the wintertime, crime goes up sometimes because the displaced and the homeless, they do things so they can have a guaranteed place to live. So our jails and sometimes our correctional system, I know firsthand, for more reasons than one, they do things because they need that security of residence for maybe that night or what have you. What are your thoughts coming from a major metropolis area such as Chicago?
They have it all the time out there. And prayers, definitely prayers. I send prayers out to all the homeless out there who are struggling and just trying to make it day by day. It's really hard to see that. I think that if we could find ways, as in our country, And even all over the world, you know, wherever this is going, you know, wherever this is happening at, if we could find ways to help, you know, help the homeless and try to help get them back on their feet and, you know, build more facilities, you know, to help the homeless. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be long-term places, but just some places to help get them, you know, some medical care if they need it, you know, to get them some shelter if they need it, you know, some larger shelter facilities to help out. You know, there's some states that have extremely hot weather, there's some states that have extremely cold weather. So, you know, just be able to give them a place to dwell, you know, just for a little bit to try to help get them back on their feet. But it's definitely sad to see. It's heart-wrenching to see, you know, people go through things like that. But I think that if we can just help figure out ways to help get them back on their feet, I think our homeless percentage can definitely be lowered. We just need to figure out some ways to help get them back on their feet.
Right, and it is a lasting epidemic. You know, it's not something that is timeless or something that is resiliently, you know, just like for a moment, or seasonal is what I'm trying to think of. You know, but do you understand the number one population in which number our homeless population? And our listening audience, wow, you may not be cognizant as into the number one demographic that are deemed to be homeless in terms of population. Are you ready? It is our veterans. Our veterans rank number one, yes, in demographics of having the highest number of homeless persons. Isn't that sad? They've served our country. They've sacrificed themselves. And this is the end result in many cases.
And this is the way we thank them.
Yeah, and this is the way we thank them, absolutely, yes. So, you know, I learned that through research and then just, you know, Norfolk, Virginia being the largest military base in the world. I want to put the operative word and emphasis on world. So, you know, the mayor of Norfolk, Virginia, Mayor Paul Fram, he's really, really, really huge on the homeless initiative and being a part of the Fraternal Order of Eastern Stars and a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I do community service not because it's a requirement of me being a part of a Divine Nine Greek Letter organization or being a member of a Masonic organization. You give back because, see, when you point one finger, there are three pointing back at you. So you have a responsibility to make certain that you are your brother's or your sister's keeper. That's deep. We're having a deep show tonight.
So you do community service, not for requirement, but you do it for enlightenment.
Thank you. My point exactly. My sentiments exactly. You do it to help the next person because we're only one paycheck away from being in that same situation. So that's somebody's mama. That's somebody's auntie. That's somebody's third grade librarian. That's somebody's soldier or sailor that's been on the battlefield, you know, and just probably fell upon hard times. So it is imperative, it is a civil duty that we must have each other's back. And that is the message for today on the I Got Something to Say show. I did have something to say. Yeah, see, we're about truth on the show, and it's about giving you a thought after the thought. So
yeah,
don't do everything right, but that's one of the things that I'm very compassionate about. All right, but nonetheless, it is 48 after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into our last musical set for the evening. I think GB, he's going to probably be on leave right now. He's been showing out, so he's in timeout right now. So we probably won't hear from him on tonight. But nonetheless, you can rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, he will be back in rare form at some point. GB,
he might even say
good night to us. What do you say,
there
B Slate?
There is a God, ladies and gentlemen. There is a God.
Yes, it is, because he is, wow, I don't even have a word, and that is unusual for me. So, one of our Facebook friends, D-Slate, says, I love GB, but he gets on my last nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was told to me to give to GB, so Yeah, we're going to move on. So hopefully he doesn't, like, come in the studio real fast before we lock out tonight. So nonetheless, the time is now 50 minutes after the hour, and let's get into the Music Mayhem Monday. We're going to give you a little bit of Ain't Leave Without You by the very, very handsome, debonair, muscular Jaheim. And I'm back. I'm sorry. I was distracted. And my homegirl, Pizzas by Lettuce A. It's D. Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. I think this will be our last musical set, and we'll come back and close it out. But, yeah, it's the I Got Something to Say show. Don't go nowhere. And think about it.
Think about it.
What it is, what it's gonna be, no, I can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the chase, go in for first place before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every zip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. But watch that go down as you turn me down. But this time around,
hey,
I'm down
to you. Hey, how you doing?
Oh,
baby, what you getting
up with
too? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't leaving without you.
Say nothing like you,
like you.
The body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah, yeah. Oh, what you drink, what you sip, I got the next round. My titty a goose now, tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving them hips, killing me with every trip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is or who you came with,
but I ain't leaving without you.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shape is your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body. Your body. Fit your love, with what you love. Love to get to know you better. Let's go somewhere, anywhere, I don't care. Long as we can ride together. One more sip, wet your lips, we can dip. I slip that tip to violate. Doors up full halogen, yep, yep, she modeling. I just had to say hey, hey,
hey. Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting
into? Baby, what you getting into?
I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
Oh, girl, I ain't leaving without you. The body that shape is your claim to fame.
Girl, I ain't living without you.
Ooh.
Hey,
hey, baby, what's that in your cup? You need to let me fill that up. You know I'm trying to see what's up with you.
Hey,
hey,
girl,
and I ain't thinking about your man. He should have held you by the hand. Cause I'm your number one fan.
Girl, I ain't living without you.
champion. Realize check mechanism. Yah, 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 yah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yes, we're back live. It is 57 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we are dwindling down to the end of the road, you know, often noted by our very, very talented brothers, Boys to Men. This show has been immense. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time. We just came out of the new segment, Music Mayhem, and we kicked it off a little bit with Jaheim and ended it with the very lovely and talented Ledisi, who has an album coming out in March. So go out and cop that and support that sister. Hey, Dee, what are your closing comments for the evening?
We had an incredible show, as always. I love getting it in on the I Got Something to Say show. Keep tuning in every day of the week for the DIY Radio Network. We have shows throughout the entire week of the DIY Radio Network. So keep tuning in, www.blogtalkradio.com/DIY show. And you never know, you know, who's going to be on. Make sure you check us out this Friday on our Friday show, On Screen Radio, where we'll be talking to the beautiful superstar actress, the beautiful Miss Jennifer Lewis is going to be joining us. So make sure you guys tune in. Tune in for the ATS Sports Show tomorrow, Wednesday, Nod Your Head Radio, Celebrity Thursday. We got some you know, great shows. Make sure you guys keep tuning in.
Thank you so, so very much for that, D-Slate. And my handle for starting out, I'd like to say congratulations to my clients, Carlisa and Charles Farmer. They have a movie by the name of Employee of the Year coming out, so I'm really, really ecstatic about that. We're tentatively ready to start shooting in March, so that's going to be phenomenal. And Deeply, I know that you have big things coming out as well for your film company, so I'm really excited about that. Shout out to my girl, Tamika Winborn, who has a novel that's coming out, and she and I also have a film coming out entitled Coffee and Cream Between Sisters. So we hope to go into production with that probably mid-2014. There's so many miraculous things that are happening on and about town, and people are doing so many great things. So definitely, if you need an Avon representative, of course, you know, I'm your Avon lady. And definitely check me out, youravon.com/poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, justice. Have a lot of great things. We're not your grandmother's Avon. We sell shoes, clothes, whatever. And that website, again, is youravon.com/poeticjustice. If you can hear me clap twice, be good to yourself and to yourself, stay true. It's your girl, Poetic Justice. Yes, thank you for that. The hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And to all, I'm saying very, very much so. Have a very safe, productive week. If you're in an area that you have extreme weather, definitely have a little parch right there. Definitely make certain that you're careful, you know, try not to drive if you don't have to. That black ice is serious, serious, serious. So definitely. And shout out to that special person. You know who you are. So definitely be true to yourself. Everyone, it's been a great show, D. Fist in the air. Yesterday was my girl's birthday. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The militant one, Angela Davis. I got my fist in the air right now. I'm signing off right now. Aquarius in the building. And to my classmates of Berklee College of Music, I hope that you all enjoyed the show, and we totally rock. D-Slate, thank you publicly. You all have a great evening. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Good night.
Good night. Be blessed. Max and relax.
Max and relax. Where's GB?
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing.
stiletto, diva, throw down. We locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk on Say Something New. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.